The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, and you. I wish we could report on better COVID numbers here, but other than that, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So let's just go through and what's happening with COVID-19. I'm seeing reports everywhere that it was your worst day yet.
It has been our worst day yet. We've had 1,320 new infections in the last 24 hours. You know, if you've been following the graphs, today's graph is far, far higher than anything that we have seen to date. And we've also got an escalation in the amount of serious cases. So let's take a look at those stats. One thing I have noticed is the Ministry of Health has stopped publishing the amount of people on ventilators. I'm hoping that this is because there are less people needing ventilators. But let's look at the numbers. 32,714 since the start of the pandemic, with 343 fatalities at the moment. 14,104 people are infected, with 107 in serious condition, but 18,287 people making full recoveries. And our alternate Prime Minister and Defence Minister Benny Gantz has gone into bidur, or into quarantine, for 2 weeks because he has come into contact with somebody who's a coronavirus carrier. And now we have a lot of debate around the country. Who is responsible? What has led to this? How has Israel kind of lost its grip on the virus? Even the president has weighed in just moments ago, saying that, you know, we need to look at what is happening, that the government doesn't seem to have a clear plan. He said, up to now, the state of Israel hasn't developed a clear combat doctrine in the fight against the virus. But it's not all negative news, Kathy. I know you and I have a fondness for some more positive news. Well,
you know what, the truth is, I think that you have to balance it out, because the world is not all bad. There's always good stuff happening, and we need to balance it out. So
We need some balance in our lives.
Yes, speak for yourself.
good news coming from a company called Age Genomics. It's an Israeli company. They say that they have developed a 30-minute COVID test, and they are predicting that this could be global. They say what it does allow is for small batches of tests to be processed in 30 minutes. And what it could be is a game changer, especially for the travel industry. The CEO is quoted as saying, to process a plane load of passengers would take me 75 minutes, and I can push it down to 1 hour. And he says that he expects these kits to be manufactured and used internationally and have levels of accuracy and false positives as the existing kits. And they've already started to partner with a Chinese-owned company to try and get production out on these kits. And, you know, as we look at the travel and tourism industry grapple with the effects of coronavirus, hopefully this can lead to us at least opening up more civil aviation.
You know, it's so interesting, Rolene. Often I have sat in this chair and actually vocalized my wish that South Africa had the tourist industry that Israel has. It's unbelievable, the tourist industry, and wherever you go, there's just tour buses and tourists, and you're hearing all the different accents. It's incredible. And I want that for my country. I want that for South Africa and for South Africans, so that we can all grow and educate our children and just develop as a society. And then comes COVID-19, and I don't think that the impact has been anything near what it has been on the tourist industry in Israel. Have you got any stats on that?
We don't have stats at the moment, but, you know, there's a lot of debate at the moment whether or not we should go into a second lockdown, and small businesses, especially restaurants, and that's why the work that you're doing with small businesses in Johannesburg in South Africa is so very, very, very critical and important at the moment. But they've said we cannot afford to go into a second series of lockdown because we just will crash. We will not survive this. And these are small businesses like
gyms,
restaurants, like B's and B's, like small little stores that cater predominantly to the tourist industry. Israel is also small, which is maybe why we see the high concentration of so many tour buses. But really, you know, when it's safe to, if you can't travel internationally, try and travel as much as you can locally and support these small businesses and support the many people, especially across South Africa, whose very survival and very income is dependent on tourism and travel.
Yeah. You know, as actually you were talking about small businesses, that's why I had a little giggle. So there is in Beit She'an, there is a gym, a CrossFit gym, and this comes from Haaretz. And if it wasn't just you and me talking, then I wouldn't actually admit to ever checking out what's on Haaretz. But business owners across Israel are desperate and confused about the new rules and don't see how they can survive a second shutdown, which is exactly what you're talking about. So there is this gym. It is a CrossFit gym, and it's owned by this guy, Yaron Cohen, and he realized that he needed to rebrand his CrossFit gym in Beit She'an. So he went onto his Facebook page and he declared, "We aren't closing. Unfortunately, due to a cabinet decision that hasn't yet been approved, it seems the health club won't continue to operate in its current format. Nevertheless, since it's possible to hold Torah classes with up to 19 people, the venue has switched to giving Torah classes." So now, while you're doing your Pilates, while you're doing your push-ups, while you're on the treadmill, you're going to learn Torah.
Well, God bless Israeli entrepreneurs. I mean, I was at the gym today, and we're not allowed to touch any equipment, including hand weights, leg weights. You know, thank goodness I have my own. But it's amazing what you can do with a mat and a towel.
Yeah, and two legs. Can walk, can run. Yeah. Okay, Rolene, can we please talk about the Swedish ambassador?
Let's talk about the Swedish ambassador, because this is quite controversial. So we have a new incoming Swedish ambassador. His name is Erik Ullenhag, if I pronounced that correctly with the set Scandinavian accent. And he's caused a big meatball because he went onto Twitter and he said, "I'm looking forward to being ambassador to Tel Aviv." And of course, this has erupted in a huge outcry. You know, you are not the ambassador to Tel Aviv. You're ambassador to the rest of the country as well. You know, maybe this is because Sweden up to now has not enjoyed a good relationship with Israel over the past couple of years. The outer or the former foreign minister, Margot Wallström, was extremely vocal and critical against the state of Israel. And many are extremely offended by the phrasing of his tweet that he'll be ambassador to Tel Aviv. And this is being reported in the Jerusalem Post by a highly, highly respected journalist. And I had to do some investigation, so I contacted the contact in the Swedish Jewish community, somebody who's a lay leader in the Swedish community in Stockholm, and she said, look, she said, he is extremely supportive of minority rights. You know, he participated in the Kippur March. He's dedicated to fighting anti-Semitism, and she hopes that Israel's not making a hen out of a feather, which is the first time I've ever heard that saying, which I will now be adopting.
Yeah, I do think that is a very nice way to put it, a hen out of a feather. Yeah.
A hen out of a feather, but we'll be watching you, Ambassador Ullenhag, and we hope that you are the ambassador from Sweden to the state of Israel and not just to the city of Tel Aviv.
Yeah. 100%. Rolene Marks, what's the weather like in our last 30 seconds?
Guys, it's schwitzy. What can I say? It's summer in Israel. It's hot. It's humid. It's muggy. It's definitely iced coffee time.
All right. Well, best you do that. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to be broadcasting to us from the Golan Heights.
I will be on the Golan Heights, so all things being equal and we can get a signal and all those wonderful things happen, I'll be coming to you live from the Golan Heights.
Absolutely fantastic. Rolene Marks, thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful evening. Catch up with you tomorrow. Bye.
God bless, guys.
Bye-bye.